In mid-July, Israeli airstrikes on a power station south of Beirut resulted in between 10 and 15,000 tons of heavy fuel oil being spilled into the Mediterranean Sea. Lebanese officials and international experts estimate that the spill has damaged 150 kilometers of Lebanon's coast. The slick has been moving north, and there are reports of damage to Syria's coastline as well. But Lebanon's Ministry of Environment spokeswoman, Ghada Mitri, says a full assessment has not yet been possible.
Israel still has not given back control of our territorial waters, so we actually cannot go on site in the sea to assess the situation there. We're only forced to work with satellite imagery.
The environmental group Greenpeace recently sent a diver into the sea near the Jiya power plant where the oil spill happened. Greenpeace documented a huge amount of oil that has sunk to the bottom of the sea, carpeting an area about 100 meters in length and dozens of meters wide. Basma Badran is a Greenpeace spokeswoman. She says sunken slicks are not very common in oil spills. She says this one is the result of having to wait for hostilities to cease before containment and cleanup could begin.
Usually in such kind of spill, you have 72 hours and then you have it surrounded and monitored. This was not the case in the Lebanese situation because under fire nobody could really react quickly.
Before the conflict, Lebanon's beaches were a major tourist attraction, but officials worry that the longer-term effects of the oil spill will deal a further blow to the country's tourism industry, which provides Lebanon with about $2 billion a year in revenue. The country's fishing industry has also been seriously hurt because the oil slick has poisoned fish and other sea creatures. Environmental experts are also concerned about the spill's effect on the endangered sea turtle population, as the spill happened during breeding season. Greenpeace's Basma Badran says the oil may have polluted some beaches where the turtles lay their eggs.
That could cause the suffocation of the eggs themselves, or even it could prevent the baby turtles either from going back to sea, which is already polluted, or just being killed immediately.
The Ministry of Environment's Ghada Mitri says the cost of the cleanup is expected to exceed $64 million and take at least a year.
But that doesn't mean that within a year the Lebanese coast is going to be back to what it was.
Mitri says some governments and international organizations have pledged funds, equipment, and expertise, but efforts are continuing to secure the millions of dollars needed to save Lebanon's coastline. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.